Several years ago, a common interest in the Gospels brought me into contact with Dr. William Farmer of Southern Methodist University in Dallas. We hardly worked from a common basis on the origin and the nature of the New Testament, but many of his conclusions became my own, though my interpretation of these conclusions were substantively different. In the church, we must work to make sure that we all mean the same things with the same words. But I am convinced that this is more of a goal than it is a reality. If we all saw the same things in the same way, there would be no controversy with our spouses or other pastors. More importantly, we would have nothing to talk about after chapel. We live within the confines of a gracious ambiguity until we are all brought together in the unity of the faith. Dr. Farmer described the New Testament as the book written by martyrs about the one martyr, Jesus Christ. The world is full of martyrs sacrificing themselves for causes. Modern Islam continues to produce a long succession of martyrs. But Jesus Christ is not just another martyr dying for a good cause, for Jesus Christ is the cause himself. Jesus does not die for an abstract principle, but he dies for others. His is a universal death in which we are all made alive. He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for the sins of the entire world. Still, Jesus is the faithful witness, the faithful martyr, whose coming was prepared and prophesied by the martyred prophets of the Old Testament, and whose legacy to the church was the path to martyrdom for all those who find their final refuge in him. The noble army of martyrs praise thee. The Holy Church throughout all the world doth acknowledge thee to be the Lord. The gracious command of Jesus to take up our crosses and follow him to his cross was first spoken to those who witnessed his cross before they knew their own cross. In witnessing Christ's death, they saw their own deaths. In preaching about Christ's death, the image of their own deaths became clear to them. Designating the New Testament as the book of the martyrs about the one martyr, Jesus Christ, comes as close as any other description of what our Bible is. Its writers were those who suffered mocking and scourging and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were killed by the sword. Whether we live or die, martyrdom is also our destiny, and in our suffering we become one with the suffering martyrs. Their pens, pages, scrolls, and codices open Christ's suffering to us. We are sacrificed by God with Abel, Isaac, Joseph, with Peter and Paul, and the Blessed Mother of our Lord, whose pierced heart was prophesied by the ancient seer. With them we truly die in and with Christ, and wait with him at the last day in our baptism to be raised. As new worship forms are being introduced, there is a reaction in the opposite direction, so that now more are appreciating the ancient liturgies. We are thinking more of what it means to say, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven. The company of heaven is not a collection of anonymous saints, but they are the ones whose memories are enshrined in the Old Testament and whose personal presence emerges from the pages of the Holy Scriptures to participate with us in the celebration of the Holy Communion. The martyred Abel, who first offered an acceptable sacrifice to God, joins us and all prophets, kings, and apostles, and all the faithful departed in offering a continual sacrifice of praise to God. All these are hidden under the same altar before which we stand. They join us in pleading to Christ to have mercy upon us. There is only one altar, and there is only one priest. There is only one sacrifice, and there is only one communion of his body and blood. And there is only one song of praise to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. And Dr. Farmer's description of the New Testament's documents written by martyrs about the one martyr, Jesus Christ, needs amplification. They were written for a church which is still martyred. 2 weeks ago, a student, and he is here this morning, described to me the characteristics of a good officer or leader in the military and also in the church. He never asks his subordinates to do something which he himself has not already done and which he is still not willing to do. Suffering is our destiny, but it is the destiny which Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, has already fulfilled. The one martyr leads the band of martyrs.